We do not fully live as your sons and daughters. We use your gifts to our own ends. Forgive us and restore us, that we may resist all that draws us away from you,
and be at peace with one another.
Amen. We are reconciled to God through Christ. For his sake, God does not count our trespasses against us. Once dead in sin, we are now alive to God. Once lost, we now are found. God clothes you in the finest robe of all, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, forgiving you all your sins and making of you a new creation. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace from all and for our salvation, let us pray.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and your grace waters our desert. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love given to all through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Doing your best for us by giving us our Savior. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out a chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to drink to my chosen people, the people whom I form for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Philippians. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet, whatever gains I have, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as lost because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may obtain the resurrection from the dead. Now that I have not already obtained this, or that have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Enjoy.
Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and this money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
How long has it been since you took a look at the children's story, Hansel and Gretel? I was flabbergasted. I mean, we read this story to our children without care or thought, and maybe we're just not paying attention. It's a horrible story, particularly for children. I looked at it this week, and I wasn't sure I was old enough to read it. The story begins, simply enough, with a woodcutter, his two children, and his second wife. But when a famine hits and food becomes scarce, this wife hatches a scheme. "There's not enough food for all four of us," she said. "So in the morning, let's all go out to cut wood far from the house, and we'll leave the children there where they can't ever find their way home, and we'll be rid of them." And this is a story we read to our children. Well, to his credit now, the woodcutter doesn't want to do it, but his wife convinces him at last. The children, however, are awake and hear of this plan, and quick-witted Hansel sneaks outside and picks up some pebbles that gleam in the moonlight, and he puts them in his pocket. Then in the morning, as they go into the woods, he drops pebbles every now and then, and later when night falls, all Hansel and Gretel have to do is follow the pebbles to find their way home. Now, why they wanted to go back to this house and these parents is beyond me. But that's how the story goes. That night, the woman convinces the man to try again the next day. Only this time, when Hansel tries to sneak out to pick up the pebbles, the door is locked. So the next day, all he has is a crust of bread. He drops breadcrumbs behind him like he had done the pebbles, but when night falls on them alone in the woods, the birds have eaten their breadcrumbs and they are lost. They have nowhere to go, no way to find their way home. Now, you know where the story goes from there. They find a gingerbread house, which turns out to be owned by a witch who wants to eat them. And this is a story again we're telling to our children. Eventually, they get away with much treasure from the witch's house, and they find their way back home to their father. And while they were gone, the evil stepmother has died, and with the riches they have brought home, all their troubles are over. But let's go back a few minutes. Back to that moment in the story when Hansel and Gretel are lost in the woods in the dark with their breadcrumb trail all eaten up by the birds. That may be a familiar place for us. Not all wildernesses have trees, you know. How many times have we been in our own breadcrumb predicament? How many times have we been lost in one kind of wilderness or another in our lives with no path to follow? How many times have we stood helpless, hapless, and hopeless, with nowhere to go and nothing we can do? Lost in the wilderness may be a familiar place for us. We know that feeling of being trapped, of being lost, of being at the end of our road all too well. But listen to what God says in Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. He did, you know. Moses and the people of Israel had their own breadcrumb predicament with the sea on one side and an approaching angry Egyptian army on the other. And that's when God made a path through the waters, a place where no path had been before. God made a path, and the people were saved. Do not remember the former things, he says in Isaiah, or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Don't you see? When all our ways come to an end, when we're lost with nowhere to turn, when all we can do has left us with nothing, then it's time for God. Over and over it happens that way in the Bible. When the people have exhausted their efforts and are at the end, God does something new, a road through the sea, a way in the wilderness, a river in the desert, a path for salvation. Just when all seems lost, God finds us and God saves. Such is God's love for us, and such is our trust in God. Come now, O people of God. Come to the altar for a crumb of bread that indeed leads us on the path of salvation. Come and experience His grace given and shed for you in love. Come now and walk with Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord of grace, even now in the midst of Lent, you call us to be Easter people, full of joy at your work for us and in us. Easter people, excited about life and all its countless opportunities and blessings and graces. You call us to be Easter people, focused on the rich, full life you give to us. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts to find you, to know you, to receive you, to trust you. Thank you, O God, for your incomparable gift in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all people, you call us to be a family together, united in our need for you and united in the love we receive from you. But our world seems so full of divisions. So often we look for the few things that separate us instead of the many things that unite us. Bind us together, Lord. Make us your family. End the mistrust and fear that divide us. Help us to know again that peace for all the world begins in us. Lord, in your mercy, we look to you also, merciful and gracious healer, for help in the face of all our troubles in life. Bless and comfort those who continue in illness or sorrow, those who are lonely or poor or hungry or homeless or afraid. We need you, O God of mercy. Bless all these, O Lord, and all whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, may we be your instruments of redemption in this world. Give us the courage to live and share your love in every moment of life. Speak to our hearts that the thoughts, words, and deeds might always speak of your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us in these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in. Our living water and our merciful God, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pouring out your life for this world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit on this holy food and on all the baptized gathered for this feast. Wash away our sin that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, we thank you for gathering us and feeding us as a mother hen embraces her young. Release us now to go on our way in these 40 days, ready to see our work as prayer, ready to fast from complacency, and ready to share with those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy.
The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for helping us.
Thank you. You're a good husband.